You have a guy that goes into a pawn shop. You might have heard this one before. Starts asking all these questions about guns and buying guns and what's the best way to, shoot at a person and how can you do multiple reloads, right? That has happened before. That's not illegal, but it's kind of suspicious. Maybe the way his mannerisms, it's that hair on the back of your neck, I call it the spider sense, goes off, right? Spider-Man sense goes off, and so you want to get notified. Well, this is what that system does. And so when I got here, we worked with a company that was a lead in artificial intelligence, and because of my background, we're able to connect those things together. So we use it on the campus for the Capitol, because that's one of our responsibilities for critical infrastructure. And also, we have this network now called the Texas SARN Network. Oh, yeah. And that's part of what we just talked about. And that network is the Texas Suspicious Activity Reporting Network. Those are all the regional fusion centers involved. Also, Texas Banking Association, so all the Texas banks are part of that. So if they get any suspicious activity reports, we get pinged. And the company is called Trapwire. I'm not trying to push Trapwire, but that company also has these people that do suspicious activity reporting also. So we have Army bases. Right now, we're going to embassies are jumping on. Around the country, around the world, you got Air Force District, Pentagon, Secret Service. So what that means is that if there's a Secret Service sees something suspicious, they put that report in. I don't see that report, but if my bucket has a report that is similar to his report, it's going to link and we get pinged. Hey, Secret Service, hey, DPS, there's two reports in here that match. You guys might want to reach out to each other. And then we start working it from there using a secure messaging and everything else. It's not done on emails. You get notified email on the first one, then you have to log in, and then you have secure messages, and you can talk, and you try to share that information, which will be key because this wasn't the most strategic decision I ever made, putting myself in the middle of a bunch of lawyers. But I know I'll probably get a lot of these privacy questions here pretty soon. So in 2017, this is how many reports we had. We had over 2,000 suspicious activity reports. You'll see 500 surveillance reports, and that's because those are mostly from my troopers because they're part of that same system. And when they're on the border, we have cartel and we have scouts that are surveilling our troopers. We have people collecting on our troopers at the hotels, taking pictures of them, asking how long they're going to be here, and they're scouting them out. To identify when they can move the drugs across and those type of things. And so there's a lot of suspicious activity. Gang activity, the sex offender encounters, that's kind of what we were talking about earlier. Now, these are all criminal or suspicious of criminal acts, right? But when we get to kids, that's different, because not all that stuff that kids do is criminal. Like, I know there's a thing that people on school safety apps, how many people are using a school safety app right now in their schools? Just a few of you. And so, and those are all private vendors, right? It just goes to your school. And that's what the challenge is, and that's why the governor tasked us to make a statewide one, to make it available to everybody. So if you got an Apple phone or Android, just go to the Apple Store and put iWatch Texas, and then you'll see it pop up. You can download it. And then as soon as you put a report in, it goes to either an analyst in my fusion center or an analyst in one of the regional fusion centers, and that analyst will go through it to verify that it is a suspicious activity report. And then at that point, they'll hand it to law enforcement in that area, and then law enforcement will take it from there. If it comes to the state, we hand it to a CID agent, a ranger, or a trooper, and then they'll reach out, and they'll go from there and coordinate. We had one last night, matter of fact, and I'll go over that here pretty soon. So I know this looks real busy, but this right here is a criminal enterprise scouting network based off of suspicious activity reporting. We're able to identify these individuals, realize that they were moving, I think there was El Salvadoran criminal enterprise, moving drugs and people from South America and stuff across. But that suspicious activity report, we're able to identify, okay, this vehicle was seen in this other report, but had this other guy in it. And now this vehicle has two separate guys in it, but they're doing the same thing. And so now you're able to build that network and everything else. I'm going to go through this pretty quick. I know we're limited on time. And as a sailor, I don't like to get between people and their beer. So, and here's some threat patterns. We had a sovereign citizen extremist. But let me go to the school of safety as a reason why we're here. So let me get to that point right there. So the governor said, hey, I only want one system. I don't want to have a separate SAR reporting system. And then we have a school reporting system, reporting activity. Then we have the state criminal one and everything else. Can we do it? And so we worked it out, and we're able to do it. You guys know about the Santa Fe. You know, and so this is the app. And so how that works is, now, a lot of schools don't have it. And there's a reason why is because I haven't marketed it out yet. Because there's some things that we had to get done, like a learning video, training video, and those type of things. But the app you can use right now, and it still works. Okay? So I have a criminal database, right, with all the regular SARs that you guys just saw. And now I have a school safety database. And that school safety database does not mix with the other one. However, they have algorithms that connect to see if there's any reports that somebody in the community reported on a kid, and then all of a sudden somebody at the school reported on a kid, hey, there's two reports in here where this guy was buying some ammo, and he's also the same kid that was got caught bullying another kid. All right? Hey, we might need to notify that school administrator. That's the way the system is set up. All right?